Right, you are listening to WJRH. Whoa, do you hear that reverb?
I do, it's fascinating.
Fascinating. 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is FML Live, and I am Bella Mosier.
Zachary Hunter.
Okay, Wertheimer.
And yeah, I hope you guys are having a nice Friday evening. Do we have any remarks before we start?
I just hope everybody had a good weekend. Hopefully they were able to get their work done or just take time for themselves. But halfway through October, a little more than halfway through October.
Dude, almost Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, man. And, I mean, just 1 week it'll be November, and then after November we have a bunch of breaks in between then. We've only got a couple more weeks of school left.
That's crazy.
We're 2/3 of the way through the semester already.
That's insane. That's especially that we're so old. Or not so old, we're just seniors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's old.
But yeah, we're fossils kind of at this point. I think we've got a good selection tonight, so hope you guys will stick around for the first hour and enjoy our songs.
I'd also like to shout out a good friend of ours and a former co-host, Joel Ravencourt, who is apparently listening today. And we're all very excited. I mean, we'll try to get him a song host to match with her liking. But
text me or Marco.
Oh, yeah, true. If you have any suggestions, my friend, we're always ready to play your favorite tunes. We're just happy that you're listening in. Really hope that we enjoy it.
I just remembered that we didn't give the phone number. I bet Joel knows the number. But just in case anyone else wants to call in, you can call us 610-330-5316. All right. I'm going to start with a song, obviously. It's called Comes and Goes, and then in parentheses, In Waves. And it's Greg Laswell. I don't have much to preface, but I remember liking it, so I screenshotted it. Maybe we'll have something to say afterwards. All right.
This one's for the lonely, the ones that seek and find, only to be let down time after time. This one's for the torn down, the experts at the fall. Come on friends, get up now, you're not alone at all. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. And this part was for her, and this part was for her. This part was for her, does she remember? It comes and goes in waves. This one's for the faithless, the ones that are surprised. They're only where they are now, regardless of their fight. This one's for believing, if only for its sake. Come on friends, get up now, love is to be made. Oh,
Yesterday he said my eyes were fading fast away. I said, well, what do you expect? He asked me not to stay. And if it had all been for the best, I wouldn't feel this way, he said. Oh, he said.
Stays with me, yeah.
Maybe if I turn it down a bit, is there less reverb? Hello? Hello? It sounds like there... I think it was just... I don't know, Joel. I don't know if that was working. Anyway, that was Comes and Goes in Waves, Greg Laswell, and then Apologies by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I recently got back into Grace Potter. I always thought it was Gracie Potter. I guess it's Grace Potter. But I used to listen to it, like, growing up a bunch. And I'm in a music technology class, actually, and someone brought the song up, and so I've been re-listening to her stuff. She's really talented, and yeah. Anyway, Joelle put in a few songs. Let's see. Bright Side by the Lumineers. Oh, wait. We have a song before that. We have some songs from Zach real quick. Wait. I just realized. Oh, no. I completely forgot. We have a cue, and then I'm going to cue up after this Bright Side by the Lumineers. Okay. Any remarks while I...
Yeah. So the next song coming up is Walk Out to Winter by Aztec Camera. I don't really have too much to say. I just really like this song. I used to work at Ross Stores. It's basically like a... It's kind of like Marshall's, if you're all familiar with that.
Yeah, I know Marshall's. Thing, yeah.
It's like a more budget version than that.
Okay.
And like that song would always come on around Christmas time, and I always really liked it. And it's not a Christmas song, but you know, winter, walk out to winter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really liked it, and it came on because I always I worked from like September until late December, so it only started coming on as I was like on my way out to leaving the job. And I was like, man, this is a really good song. And I thought from the way it sounds, I thought it was from like 2006 or 2005. And I go and watch the music video, and it says like 1986. And I was like, whoa, this song is actually really, really old. It's like 20 years older than I actually thought.
Yeah, but, the sound, it's amazing that they're able to keep it. So the production value was so good back then.
Yeah, Aztec Camera, Walk Out to Winter.
All right, let's do it. If I can figure it out.
Walk out to winter, swear I'll be there. Chill will wake you high and dry. You wonder why you met the summer. Sweet and bitter, the one we found, so drink them down and
All right, yep. And that was Walk Out to Winter by Aztec Camera. It's definitely a song that I probably wouldn't have listened to until I had found it just working at Ross. So, again, it's really enjoyable. And not a ton of great memories working there, but for the most part, it just always reminds me of Christmas since I found the song around Christmas time. And yeah. It's always kind of stuck with me, and I have a thing for Christmas songs. And,
nice.
Really?
Yeah, I really, really love Christmas. So,
oh,
like
love...
a couple weeks, that's just going to be what I
play. Oh my God. Yeah, I'll romanticize, honestly, any like holiday mm-hmm. just because, I don't know, because it's never like the actual event. That's really, it's more the lead up and the romanticization of Christmas. Like, so I do the same.
I remember the lead up to Christmas always more than like Christmas itself.
Oh,
I
feel
like people are just nicer and are in like a better mood.
Yeah.
Like the Christmas day, it comes and goes so quickly. It's you know, it's like they have the presents and all of a sudden it's all over.
Open the presents and that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I always had a thing for it. And I always like giving gifts. I mean, when I was a kid, I was always like, I like getting the gifts. But you know, once you're like past 12 or 13, I think I get more gratification in like giving something.
I mean, psychologically, like oftentimes, like the nice things forever just can like outweigh the endorphins that you get from the being around. It's fascinating.
100%.
Pretty cool, actually.
We love neuro and psychology.
That's right.
I actually have like a huge thing against getting gifts. I have too much like I hate it. I can't open gifts in front of other people. Actually, I have a whole thing about it, like it's too much anxiety, and then it's all like their perception of like how I am, how grateful I am, and it's literally God. I've put it in my brain to make such a big deal out of it that literally like during Christmas I'll go in a separate room or I can't open it up or I'll have to open it up like with everyone.
And you can read like so much face on people's facial reactions. Like if you happen to get a gift that doesn't excite you as another one, I mean it's gonna come out and it just like feelings can get hurt even if you don't mean them to. It's annoying.
Yeah, even if then sometimes I'll overdo it because I want to make sure that I know like they see I'm grateful for it and then they think I'm faking it. They're like, Bella, just be honest. I'm like, no, like I just this whole thing's performative and it's stressing me out.
At least you're not the only one. Just like the amount of like performing that we do in social settings just to, you know, like keep other people happy.
Oh my God, so
and,
much.
Or upset depending on circumstance is fascinating.
No, it really is. And it's funny because part of ourselves, we also like see ourselves partly on based on how other people see us. So it is like this idea that we do need other people's like validation or whatever. It is kind of ingrained into us.
This reminds me as well of this conversation I had with Joelle last night. We were talking about how Minnesotans are really passive aggressive and like how I guess like their form of performing is like I feel enmity towards you, but I'm going to muffle it in a way that's actually going to cause more anxiety in you because you're going to like be guessing about like if they feel anything towards you. Whereas New Yorkers, apparently, she said, are double
straightforward. Actually, I prefer that than passive aggressive. Passive aggressive is one of the worst.
We don't do that here.
No, no.
We are front stabbers, not backstabbers.
I think she said. Show the weapon, don't conceal it, and
that's
hit me in the back. Yeah, I agree. Anyway, so the next song is going to be Bright Side by the Lumineers. And then Joelle also sent Renaissance Girl by Ali Bub, I think. It's like one word, but like it sounds like they're two separate things, but it's one thing. Anyway, okay, let's check it out. I don't know, I always do a Canadian accent. I'm not Canadian, but I've forced myself to do it now. It's instinctual.